Don't look at their words. Look at their actions. If there is one thing the mainstream media likes to do more than anything else, the media likes to talk. They like to virtue signal. They enjoy putting a nice fresh coat of polish on the turd. If we were to believe ESPN, we would believe that ESPN is the proud home of women's sports. We would think that ESPN is atoning for their past transgressions of mythical misogyny by finally giving women a chance. ESPN makes it a point to make their audience believe that they really care about women's sports. They really value it. They set aside an entire month. They call it Women's Appreciation Month, or maybe it's called Women Empowerment Month, something like that. It doesn't matter what it's called because it doesn't mean anything. During this special month, ESPN celebrates the real women like Leah Thomas. Ooh, what a special woman. Leah is the first transgender champion in NCAA history. What an accomplishment. Coming out of the women's tournament in college basketball last year, which the media continues to mistakenly call March Madness, there were demands that the broadcast rights for the women's college basketball tournament should be sold separately from other women's sports. Dawn Staley at the time claimed that women's college basketball was in high demand. High demand. Apparently, Dawn Staley and her pretend friends in the mainstream media, they are the only ones who believe it. Because it's abundantly clear to me the people who are actually making these decisions, the executives at ESPN who are paying for the rights to broadcast women's college basketball, the people running the NCAA who are selling those rights, they don't believe it. Yesterday afternoon, ESPN announced that they had reached an 8-year deal with the NCAA worth nearly $1 billion. The deal's worth $115 million annually, gives ESPN the rights to broadcast 40 championships at the college level. Now, obviously, the only sports that actually generate profit at the college level, football, men's college basketball, they were not included in this deal. But for some reason, women's college basketball was included. Well, that's strange. I thought the women's tournament was strong enough to command its own deal. I thought women's college basketball was so popular, they were easily worth $100 million annually by themselves. With ESPN being the proud home of women's sports, surely they would not mind paying exorbitant rates for the rights to broadcast women's college basketball, right? You know, it's strange how fast the virtue signaling fades once money becomes involved. The NCAA, they are catching shit right now for their decision to renew so quickly with ESPN. Instead of allowing this package, which included the women's tournament in college basketball, instead of allowing the package to hit the open market, possibly increase the overall value, the NCAA, they decided to stay with the worldwide leader in woke. Look, I rarely defend the NCAA, but this was a smart decision. I believe if they allowed this deal to hit the open market, it would have devalued the women's tournament. In this new deal, ESPN's paying them $65 million a year for the women's tournament alone. What would have happened if, say, they hit the open market and Fox only bid $45 million for it? CBS, they're not going to bid on the tournament. They already have the real March Madness. The NCAA renewing with ESPN, it was what was best for business. And it appears it was their only option. NCAA President Charlie Baker, he spoke with The Athletic. They asked him why the women's tournament in basketball wasn't sold as a standalone property. Mr. Baker, he claimed that the NCAA had informal conversations with other television partners, but ESPN was the only network that was constantly enthusiastic and engaged. Now, I'm just reading between the lines here, but it seems to me what NCAA President Charlie Baker is saying here, ESPN was the only television network that was showing true interest. But what this deal really shows, it really shows the true value of women's college basketball on television. No more virtue signaling, no more false hope about these surges in popularity. For the next 8 years, we know exactly what women's college basketball is worth, $65 million. To be honest with you, I think that's a fair number. I realize the women set record ratings last spring, but historically speaking, the women's tournament in college basketball, it just hasn't been that big of a draw. The Final Four typically averages between 1 and 2 million viewers. Their national championship game averages 3, maybe 4 million. I would imagine those were the numbers that were referenced when determining the value of the women's tournament. You can't value the women's tournament based on the record ratings from last spring. There is a reason they're called record ratings. It's never happened before, unlikely to happen again. The women's tournament last spring, it was one of those once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. It was similar to what happened in the WWF in the late 90s. Vince McMahon stumbled upon two once-in-a-generation megastars at the same time, Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock. Never happened before. Hasn't happened since. On Monday nights, WWF was drawing 6, 7, sometimes 8 million viewers. Same thing happened last year during the women's tournament. Seemed like overnight, two megastars were created in Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. For a brief moment, they were able to capture the attention of mainstream America. When you're negotiating a television deal that's spanning 8 years, you can't rely on temporary interest. You can't rely on Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. They're not going to be there. When this deal goes into effect in September, the two stars of women's college basketball, they might have, what, one more season left until they're forced to enter the place where basketball careers go to die, the WNBA dump. When negotiating the broadcast deal, you're relying on historical averages to determine the true value. Doesn't matter how much they virtue signal, doesn't matter how much they pretend to care, ESPN, they felt like the women's tournament in college basketball was worth $65 million a year. And wasn't only ESPN who felt that way, so did the NCAA. Just for comparison purposes, Apple, they value Major League Soccer at $250 million a year. The WWF airs two live shows every week, one on Monday nights, the other on Friday night. Friday night show, NBC, they value the WWE on Friday nights at $287 million a year. ESPN considers the NHL to be worth $400 million a year. Now, there is a reason that I'm bringing that up. I went to bed early last night after I recorded my video yesterday morning, started feeling worse. My voice disappeared. I mean, it's actually better today than it was yesterday, and it's still a struggle today. I tried to push through yesterday afternoon, but my body was just telling me I needed to rest. So I'm laying in bed early last night, around 9 o'clock, trying to go to sleep. I started thinking about media coverage of women's college basketball and comparing media coverage to the actual value of the sport. Major League Soccer worth $250 million a year. How often do you hear the media talking about Major League Soccer? The NHL worth $400 million. How often do you see the media covering the NHL? Over the past couple of years, women's college basketball, they have been given the luxury of receiving increased promotion from the media. We have been told by the media that they are surging in popularity. These women have captured mainstream attention. Which, that is partially true. They've captured the attention of the mainstream media. But when it comes to mainstream America, there just doesn't seem to be a lot of interest. Last Saturday, Fox, they broadcast two games of women's college basketball in two of their afternoon windows. One game drew 496,000, the other drew 457,000. That ain't good, but that's okay. That's okay. Because neither one of those two games featured stars. Caitlin Clark, she also played on national television last Saturday. Katie Rue Clark, biggest star in college basketball. And I'm being serious, too. Caitlin Clark is the biggest star in both men's and women's basketball. Last Saturday, Katie Rue Clark, 229,000 viewers. Now, in all fairness, this game was broadcast on the Big Ten Network, but I wasn't hearing that excuse when college volleyball was pulling big numbers on the Big Ten Network. Dawn Staley, arguably the biggest star when it comes to head coaches in women's college basketball. The same Dawn Staley who claimed that women's college basketball was in high demand. Yeah, last weekend, Dawn Staley and the Cox from South Carolina, they were in such high demand, they convinced 154,000 people to watch them play. The media, they want us to believe that women's college basketball is surging in popularity. But the truth is, it's just not true. Are they growing? Yes. But that's not some amazing accomplishment. One of my friends, he started his YouTube channel, I think it was back in August. He's excited right now because he's growing. He went from averaging a handful of viewers per video to averaging about 100, which, I mean, that's great for him, but he still has a long way to go. And that's the point I'm trying to make here with women's college basketball. The media, they were pushing for the tournament to be sold separately. They were claiming the women's tournament alone was worth over $100 million a year. They pointed to growth during the regular season where most games were averaging less than 200,000 viewers. They pointed to the absolute miracle that happened last spring, claiming a handful of tournament games exponentially increased the value of women's college basketball. But just like my friend, they've still got a very long way to go, which is why ESPN and the NCAA, they set the value at $65 million. It's going to be interesting to see what happens when Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, they are forced out of college basketball. Now, if it were up to them, they would stay in college. They're making more money. They have chartered flights to away games. They're staying in luxury hotels on the road. They're basically living the good life. Once they fail to meet that age requirement, they are forced to enter the WNBA dump. Whereas you guys know, they'll be paid minimum wage. They'll ride public school buses to away games. And if they're lucky, the cardboard box that teams rent while they're on the road will have a roof on it. When you think about it, this is a lose-lose situation for everyone involved. ESPN loses all of their star power for the women's tournament, and these two young women, they go from the pinnacle of success to complete anonymity. They go from having their highlights go viral on social media to people completely forgetting about them. There is a reason Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, they are hesitant to leave college. They know the grass is not greener in the WNBA dump. Hell, the dump, they don't even have grass. Just overspilled sewage that they call mud, but the rest of us call it shit. But give me your thoughts. After all the virtue signaling, after all the claims that women's college basketball is a valuable television product, both ESPN, the NCAA, they set the value at $65 million. Now, that's double, maybe even triple their previous valuation, but that number is still extremely low when compared to other sports. I know the media is celebrating this deal, but it really shows you what ESPN really thinks about the women's tournament. To me, it proves that ESPN is hesitant when it comes to their long-term potential to draw ratings. If they continue pulling 9 or 10 million viewers, 65 million, that's a steal. I don't think that's going to happen, though. Apparently, ESPN doesn't either. But give me your thoughts. What do you think this deal means? Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.